So we're sitting on this on the steps of the David Ferenc Ifjúsági és Művelődési Központ, Konferencia Központ, which is the house, the big house. Everybody calls it the big house. Many Unitarians in Britain and in the United States collected money for 20 years ago. Life is very peaceful, but of course the dog chorus has started. I don't know why the dogs always bark. They didn't when it was hot earlier on in the day. They didn't seem to be barking, but in the evening they just bark and bark and bark and bark and bark. And it's very peaceful. There's not much around really. And occasionally people are coming back home. There's been a concert in Udvarhely, Székely Udvarhely, and I think a few of the younger people have come back from that. But this is what Homorodsky Marathon sounds like in the night time. It's about 9 o'clock. And then that sound in the background, which isn't a dog, are frogs. It feels like the end of the world, really. We had our tea earlier on, and we had some bread, which Gulabaji kindly gave us, and some milk. And then we found our way into the kitchen. And, well, earlier on we were slightly concerned because we didn't really have anything to eat. And apart from the eggs and apart from the bread and the milk, and we bought 4 eggs from a lady who was standing by her couple, a gate, waiting for the cow to come home. And we said, we originally asked her for some bacon or some salona, but she didn't want to tell us that, so she sold us some eggs instead. And we fried them up with some bread and some wine, which the minister here has thoughtfully left for us, which we've just drunk. Feeling quite mellow, perhaps slightly melancholic. I don't know. What do you think, Steve? Are you feeling melancholic?
Not really.
Yeah. I'm prone to melancholy, I think.
But it's, I don't feel melancholy.
No, that's good. It's a very, very, very peaceful sound. Just the dogs going berserk.
I was thinking how good Hungarian wine has this. It sounds like a bad thing when you explain it, but it has always a taste of that I think comes from the mould in the cellars. You get in Tokaj wine, but you get in some of the red wines, and this has just got it very subtly. This slight flavour that at least I associate with the mould in the cellars, whether it is actually that, but it's a sort of a slightly musky. Foretaste? Is it a foretaste? Which I'm enjoying and not feeling at all melancholy about it.
Well, that's the difference. I'm feeling. Steve's thinking about wine. I'm thinking melancholic thoughts.